picking up some injuries in the last 6 months, and it was becoming increasingly difficult to get consistently on the park. And I'd also been speaking to the organisation about another role within the club, and being in a salary cap week and such, it's very important that you're available for selection, or you need that salary to improve the team and to be there for the team. So I felt it was the right thing to do at this stage, and I'm sad to be not playing any longer, but I'm also very excited about my new role going forward.
So what is the new role? What are you going to be doing?
Well, my title's going to be Director of Corporate Development. I'm basically going to be in the front office, learning the business side of things, and in the MLS, which is kind of complicated. We obviously are in a salary cap league, a single entity league. There's lots of issues that I know a little bit about, but I obviously need to learn more about. And just the day-to-day running the business things at TFC, and I'm going to be working under some really clever and influential guys at MLSE out of their Canada Centre in downtown Toronto. So for the first period, I think it's just going to be, constant business things and spreadsheets and balance sheets and stuff, and try to grasp that side of things and take it from there. And when the organisation, MLSE, decide it's time for me to move into another role, then I'll be looking forward to that challenge again.
So Stephen Caldwell's going to be going to work in a suit every day. Who would have thought that, eh?
It's funny how things happen. I definitely didn't think I'd be in Canada and loving life here and really settled and content. My family love it here too. So it's funny how things go. I always felt that I would become a manager as soon as I finished playing, but this really excites me. It's a job that I feel that I have the attributes to be good at. I obviously have to prove that I can do the other side of things, which I haven't done for a long time since I left school. So it's going to be a challenge, but one that I'm really looking forward to, and willing to work hard and learn, do whatever the company asks me to do.
I know it's made such a big impact on your life moving out to Toronto, but how much of a big impact did it have on your life moving to Burnley? Is it quite similar in some ways, that what you achieved there, you'll take with you forever?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never ever forget Burnley. It's still one of my favourite clubs. I have a great affiliation with all my clubs, to be honest, but Burnley is extremely special. It was a move at the time that I was semi-reluctant to do. I was kind of happy at Sunderland, and things moved fast, and I was sort of getting pushed at the door, and I didn't know where I was going to go. Steve Cottrell was very persuasive, and I have to thank him for that. He was constantly on the phone pestering me, wanting me up in Burnley, wanting to speak to me, trying to find the right kind of package that would make it work, and I'm so thankful to him that he did that, because for the second I got there, it was absolutely outstanding. Yeah, we had a great squad. We were building the entire time. And, of course, the season where we achieved promotion was one of my favourite seasons as a professional football player.
Yeah, it's not just the highlight of being promoted at Wembley. Is it the highlight of being part of that squad of lads who, at the time, would run through brick walls for each other?
Yeah, it was an absolute privilege. I've said it many times before. It's to captain a group of men like that is a real honour and something that I do not take lightly. I'm very, very proud to have been the captain of that bunch of guys, and what an easy job it was to captain guys with Michael Duff, Graham Alexander, Robbie Blake, Stevie Jordan, Clark Carlisle, Wade Elliott. The list is endless. I could name 15, 16 guys. Alan Mann, fantastic men, and we had a real spirit, fantastic players. I think we were a bunch of guys who were peaking at the right time, and we obviously had such a memorable season, playing so many games, great cup runs, finishing it all off at Wembley with a promotion for a team that was never expected to get back to the Premier League was a great achievement.
So what's life like at Toronto these days? They were in the headlines a lot, Stevie, this time last year when Jermaine Defoe was coming over. We know about the Lancashire links with Ryan Nelson and Bradley Orr were over as well, but they've all gone now. What's it like out there?
It's fantastic. We're a great football club. We're building. We're really trying to achieve success. And our organisation is completely committed to giving the required resources, financially and otherwise, to achieve that. We're in the playoff position. We're a number of games behind a few teams. We have some fantastic players. I think our designated player Giovinco, the Italian, is probably leading the race for MVP, or certainly leading the race for MVP of the league at this point in the season. He's been outstanding. So everything's looking good. It's It's a great club and we're committed to success, and I sincerely hope for the fans who are fantastic that we get that this season.